First Baruch, Chapter 1. And these are the accounts of the book, which Baruch, son of Neriah, son of Maaseiah, son of Zedekiah, son of Hasadiah, son of Hilkiah, wrote in Babel, in the 5th year, on the 7th day of the month, at the season when the Chaldeans took Jerusalem and burnt it with fire. And Baruch read the accounts of this scroll to Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, to hear it, as well as to all the people who came to hear the book. And the powerful men, and the king's sons, the elders, and all the people, small and great alike, all who lived in Babel by the river Sod. And they wept and fasted and prayed before Yahweh, and collected silver, each one giving what he was able to give. And they sent these things to Jerusalem, to Jehoiakim, son of Hilkiah, son of Shallum, the priest, and to the priests, and to all the people who were with him in Jerusalem. This was when he received the vessels of the house of Yahweh, which had been removed from the inner sanctum, in order to restore them to the land of Judah, on the 10th of Sivan. These silver vessels Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, had made after Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, carried off Jeconiah, and the chiefs, and the skilled workers, and the powerful men, and all the people from the land of Jerusalem, as captives, and brought them to Babel. And they said,
"We send you funds with which you are to procure holocausts, sin offerings, and frankincense, and to prepare cereal offerings. Offer these on the altar of Yahweh our God, and pray for the life of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, and that of his son Belshazzar, that their days may equal the duration of the heavens above the earth, and that Yahweh may give us strength and light to our eyes, that we may live under the protective shadow of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, and that of his son Belshazzar, and serve them long, finding favor in their sight. Also, pray to Yahweh our God for us, for we have sinned against Yahweh our God, and the wrath and anger of Yahweh have not yet been withdrawn from us at the present day. And publicly read out this scroll which we sent to you in the house of Yahweh on the feast day and during the days of assembly. Righteousness belongs to Yahweh our God, but to this day we are flushed with shame, because we, men of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem, with our kings and rulers and priests and prophets, and with our fathers, have sinned in the sight of Yahweh and disobeyed him. And we have neither heeded the voice of Yahweh our God, nor followed the precepts which Yahweh set before us. From the time Yahweh led our fathers out of the land of Egypt until the present day, we have been disobedient unto Yahweh our God, and only too ready to disregard his voice. And even to this day the evils and the curse cling to us, namely those which Yahweh enjoined upon his servant Moses at the time when he led our fathers out of the land of Egypt to give us the land flowing with milk and honey. For we did not heed the voice of Yahweh our God in all the words of the prophets whom he sent to us, but each of us went off after the devices of our own wicked hearts, served other gods, and did evil in the sight of Yahweh our God.